Day 20. Pay attention to your body language. More than words, one problem with body language is it may not convey what you really feel. For example, keeping your hands stiffly by your side or stuck in your pockets can give the impression that you're insecure, whether you are or not. Avoiding looking at people, maybe simply because you're too busy consulting your notes or your resume, can lead people to think you're being less than honest with them. You may be slouching because you're tired, but people may read it as a sign that you're not interested. The eyes have it. Maintaining eye contact throughout your presentation requires preparation. The material on your slide should be committed to memory. Otherwise, you will be stuck reading instead of connecting. Make sure you know what's in your resume or notes so you're not constantly referring to them. Think openness. Remove physical barriers, podiums and computers and chairs. Even a folder on a desk can break the connection and create distance. Animate yourself. When you're speaking, let your hands do some of the talking. Great speakers use hand gestures more than on average. A professor who studies body language once told me that complex gesture, two hands above the waist, reflects complex thinking. Gestures give the listener confidence in the speaker. Stand or sit tall. Poor posture is often associated with a lack of confidence or lack of engagement or interest. For example, during a job interview, leaning back in your chair can give the impression that you're lazy, unmotivated, or dispassionate about the position. Keep your head up and back straight. Lean forward when seated. By sitting toward the front of your chair and leaning forward slightly, you will look far more interested, engaged, and enthusiastic. So work on your body language. Pay as much attention to it as the words you use, and watch your influence soar.